Support for WPR comes from Viterbo University, offering online bachelor completion programs, including business, education, nursing, and more. Information is available at viterbo.edu/completion.
Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
The top state tourism official anticipates a big year for travel and a continued rebound in the pandemic. We look at summer travel, the forecast, workforce, and inflationary pain points here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. The state tourism agency Travel Wisconsin launched its summer campaign last month, runs through mid-July, launched in a dozen markets, and the agency says it's a bigger spend this year. Join in how the tourism industry affects your livelihood, summer staffing, what you're encountering as you prepare for the onslaught of people. 800-642-1234. Anne Sayers is secretary designee for the State Department of Tourism. And welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
So we're looking at the numbers, travel spending in Wisconsin outpacing the national average for the last 2 years. What is behind that?
It's really exciting to see that since the very beginning of this pandemic, March of 2020, each subsequent month for 2 years, we have been outpacing the national average. And I think that has a lot to do with a couple things. One, there has been a significant amount of relief funds pumped into our tourism economy by Governor Evers. More than $200 million already have gone to the arts and entertainment, tourism and leisure economy. So that has really helped, and it far outpaces what we are seeing in other states. So we're really excited about that. I think there's a lot to be said about what we've done in terms of developing Wisconsin's brand and investing in the campaigns that bring that brand direct to consumers and excite them and inspire them to tour Wisconsin. And then there's a lot to be said, of course, for our hospitality industry that has never worked harder and is doing so much to continue to welcome visitors.
I want to key in on working harder, because in the pandemic, we heard people in restaurant and hospitality industry retooling their lives, finding more stable careers outside this industry. So as you see these tight labor times, do you worry about bringing back the workforce you need?
You know, as the Secretary of Tourism, I'm charged with staying focused on the fun of travel, marketing Wisconsin to our visitors, but you're absolutely right. Workforce is certainly something we care deeply about. It's been a challenge, not just to tourism, but to all industries, and not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. So, you know, it was present before the pandemic. It certainly has been exacerbated by the pandemic. We're seeing that too in tourism. Here in Wisconsin, we currently have record unemployment. That's a really good thing, but we are also seeing that, you know, for every two jobs that are available, there's just one job seeker, meaning that if every single job seeker was employed, we would still have jobs available. So it is a tough challenge. In tourism, there's a couple things to celebrate. One, we're seeing that more folks are pouring into the tourism workforce than last year through these J-1 visa programs. These have been a really important programs for supporting some of our major tourism destinations. Things have loosened up in that area for 21, so we're expecting that to be a little better this year. And the other thing is that Wisconsin has a lot more folks employed in those younger age brackets than other states. And a lot of times those folks choose to take summer hospitality jobs, and that's a good thing for tourism as well. But, you know, it remains a struggle. Our industry understands this reality, and they're just working harder, like I said at the very top. They're automating where they can. They've adjusted hours in some places, and they're just doing everything they can to continue to bring the hospitality that visitors expect from Wisconsin back to the consumer. And I think that's really the important thing, that as the traveler, you're still going to feel that world-class hospitality that you expect from Wisconsin, because that's the piece that we're protecting.
Talking with Anne Sayers, Secretary Designee for the State Department of Tourism, as we look at how the state is preparing for the busy summer travel season, the barriers, challenges, as we see high inflation, we see a tight labor market. You can join in from your perspective, 800-642-1234. Jeff is here from Delafield. Jeff, hi.
Yes, good morning. My comment is that to some extent, I think our tourism is almost a victim of its own success here in Wisconsin. A lot of the areas like Door County, and I would assume some of the areas in northern Wisconsin, are just so crowded that it takes away from what they were always meant to be. And to some extent, I question if we need to be spending as much money to promote tourism as we are when our tourism areas are so overcrowded and they're just not what they used to be. And that's really my concern. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you. And what is your take on the overcrowding? Specifically, Jeff mentions Door County.
Well, you know, we love helping travelers to discover the unexpected in Wisconsin. That's kind of the job. And with 49 state parks, 15,000 lakes, thousands of miles of trails and hidden gem restaurants, unique lodging and attractions, there are just so many opportunities for travelers to get out there and make memories in the furthest reaches of our state. So we really have a lot to offer in the way of wide open spaces. I think that's another reason we've been popular through the pandemic, ways to kind of stretch your legs a little bit, get away from everyone else. And our job, we're really excited about driving those visitors to unexpected places, to explore every corner of the state and move them around from some of the more expected places. So I hear what Jeff is saying. I'll also add, third largest industry in the country, in the state. And even in the pandemic, during our toughest year, we were employing over 157,000 Wisconsinites, our friends and neighbors whose livelihoods are supported by this industry.
But how do you do that? How do you move people into discovering different things when the tradition has been to go to Door County over and over, or that same vacation place in the North Woods? That really goes against sometimes that human tendency to go back to things that they've liked.
Well, we are the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and we are so excited to celebrate every county, all 72 counties, every corner of this state. And we have a lot of tools to do that at our disposal through marketing. So there's a lot of different consumer touch points, from everything you see on television to certainly digital and social media. A lot of work's being done right now in the audio space, which will be of appeal to this audience. And what we can do there is just talk about the unexpected parts of Wisconsin. So we're not naming necessarily different counties, but we are saying here in Wisconsin, this is the kind of place where outdoor recreation is not just plentiful, but it's so accessible and easy. You don't need fancy clothes and a fancy car. Just strap on some sneakers and get out there and do something different. Try something new. Try a new restaurant. Here's a supper club maybe you haven't thought of before. So we have a lot of ways of reaching consumers and encouraging them to find new places.
When you look at inflation, though, gas prices up about 50% from a year ago. Hotel costs jumped nearly 30%. Airline fares up 24%. What will you do in the wake of those inflationary pressures as people, cut back on spending?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting, actually, when it comes to gas prices. This is one we've been tracking all along. And the good news here is that consumer sentiment seems to be remaining steady. And we've seen this before during times of tough, difficult pricing in the consumer market. But travelers coming out of this pandemic, what we're hearing and we're seeing from data sources all over the map is they are not going to let those vacation days go. So we've seen the worst of it. And we know that when we lose vacation days, sometimes they're lost forever. And this time, travelers are still planning to take those trips. It's possible they might go shorter distances when they drive, and that's actually really to Wisconsin's benefit. We're situated so perfectly between some major markets in Chicago and Minneapolis, and of course, surrounded by interested travelers in Iowa as well. So we're expecting actually that those gas prices will not hurt the influx of people. The other pricing that you're seeing may change their habits a little bit, and that remains to be seen.
Do you have any tips for people to save money on travel as they look at the costs that they're facing for their summer travel plans?
Yeah, well, certainly sticking to those road trips and exploring Wisconsin, getting on travelwisconsin.com, and maybe looking for a few of those out-of-the-way places. And we also have lots of deals and promotions being run throughout the summer. from destinations looking to attract those visitors. So there are some ways to do some bargain shopping and put together an itinerary that still has thrills and smiles for every single person in your travel party.
We have Wisconsin Department of Tourism head Ann Sayers giving us details on what the summer could hold for people vacationing in our state, the economic rebound she sees. Join in on Wisconsin Summer Travel Plans, how the tourism industry is doing from your vantage point, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the economics of tourism on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The best year on record for tourism in our state was 2019, when 113 million visits in our state generated an economic impact of over $22 billion. Those numbers from the State Tourism Department, how will this year stack up compared to pre-pandemic tourism, especially with high inflation, the great resignation? Join in your tourism perspective, 800-642-1234. Ann Sayers, Secretary Designee of the State Tourism Department, with us for about nine more minutes. Let's bring in Lauren now in Beloit. Lauren, hi. What's your perspective?
I'm a Door County addict. I moved to Arizona for about 15 years, came back every year, and went to Door County. I fell in love with it. I just wanted to refute the earlier caller's perspective. I stay away in July and August. It is crowded, but I've also discovered with much joy all of the other things in Door County, the back roads, the little gift shops here and there, the quieter side on the lakeside, and just do those activities. One of my favorite activities now, I'm too old to camp anymore. Newport State Park is one of my favorites. And last year I discovered the dark sky section of the park, and I am absolutely in awe. I suggest everybody go up there. Is the parking lot crowded? Yes, you would never know it because it is pitch black and everybody is so quiet and so respectful of what they see in the sky. So I just wanted to encourage people, yes, if you go in July and August, the roads are going to be tight. You can go down the main drag in Fish Creek and Sister Bay. Yeah, there's going to be a ton of traffic and a bunch of people, but there are so many other places to go and really enjoy it. And it is such a beautiful piece of Wisconsin.
Lauren, thank you. Yes, Lauren, thank you so much for those tips. And Ann, what do you make of that? Taking the back roads, looking for the quieter places from, as Lauren described, a Door County addict.
Yes, I just love Lauren's perspective. She's my kind of traveler. You know, we have 5 different state parks and islands spread across Door County. So there's a lot of room to spread out and check out new and different things. I love that she mentioned the dark skies in Newport. There are only several hundred, I think maybe 500 at this point. You can check my facts on that. Dark sky designations in the entire world. And one of them is right here in Wisconsin in Newport State Park in Door County. And it is spectacular. She is right. Everyone should make it. Make time to go visit that.
I'm wondering, you know, as you look at those back roads and different places to stay, how is the home sharing market, the home share companies, changing the travel industry in Wisconsin?
Yeah, they're certainly very popular, some of those vacation rental type properties. We also have a lot to offer in the way of hotel and lodging, just unique places to stay where you cannot get hospitality like that anywhere else. So we always encourage travelers to kind of explore deeply and see what's right for their travel party and for the kind of vacation experience they're looking for.
Do you see growth, though, in home share and in the home sharing market?
Yeah, certainly.
What, you know, I'm thinking about Airbnb, which was founded in the depths of the Great Recession. And I want to pick your brain here, because what type of startup will be, do you think, the next Airbnb to emerge from this pandemic crisis? And what sector might it be in of tourism?
Oh my gosh, what an interesting question. You know, I don't have a line of sight into that right now. Right now, we're seeing a lot of our traditional sectors in terms of restaurants, lodging, attractions, all coming back. And something we like to say is that they're recovering, but they're not recovered. And we see a lot of room yet for them to grow as we follow what experts are predicting is not just a dial, but a switch when it comes to the recovery. I'm sorry, not a switch, but a dial. So we're dialing back toward those 2019 numbers that you mentioned. And so that's where we're seeing the emphasis right now and certainly room for growth.
That's interesting you say that, because the U.S. Travel Association, you know, really puts that, what you're saying, I think, in perspective. $13.4 billion in travel spending in 2019, a 28% decline in 2020 for Wisconsin, 14% drop last year. And that type of data, and I know it's how you crunch the numbers, it really signals to me that tourism hospitality rebound, that will take way more than one season or two seasons. That, to me, signals a long road ahead. What do you make of that?
Well, the important way to look at those numbers is that in many ways, leisure is back. The parts of the tourism economy that continue to struggle a little bit are in terms of business travel and group travel, so meetings, conventions, large sporting events, all of them are coming back, but certainly in the case of meetings and conventions and business travel, it's just a little bit slower. So those parts will lag while leisure continues to grow. They are also predicting an 11% increase this year, so in across the country. So $11 trillion in tourism economic activity this year. Wisconsin is poised to take advantage of that with great campaigns, with stimulus funds that are helping to keep our doors open, our promotions running, and helping visitors to think about Wisconsin when they make the vacation plans we know that they will be making.
Ann Sayers with us, Secretary Designee for the State Department of Tourism, as we look head into summer, look at travel season and what Wisconsin could expect ahead. You can join in with your insights, 800-642-1234. And I know you picked like 12 markets to do, you know, heavy on marketing about Wisconsin tourism, but how do you choose which markets to really target for Wisconsin tourism?
I love that question. You know, so often marketing seems like all fun and games, and it absolutely is. I just love it. But there's really a science to it as well. So we actually went to our top three data vendors and had them put together what is a proprietary propensity to visit model, looking at a bunch of different questions like, who travels in the largest party size? Who spends the most money when they travel? Who's most likely to travel? Where are we currently over and under indexing? And the results of that came back and told us what kinds of travelers are more likely to get out there and where they are located. So that told us as a state, when we put those taxpayer dollars to work for marketing tourism, where are we going to get the biggest return on investment? And we came back with these 12 markets, 2 in Minnesota, 3 in Iowa, 2 in Illinois, and 4 here in Wisconsin.
Those seem to mean that those are people driving into Wisconsin.
That's right. We definitely, and this was even prior to the pandemic, we were starting to see that the drive markets were returning more on investment. And then certainly after, you know, during and now as we come out of the pandemic, drive markets continue to be very important.
I want to look here at Wisconsin's largest city, Milwaukee. The Bucks canceling a Game 7 watch party at the downtown Deer District Sunday after 3 separate shootings Friday night, injuring 21 people. How do you see crime affecting tourism?
Yeah, safety is so incredibly important, and my heart absolutely breaks for those affected and certainly our community in Milwaukee, which is such an amazing city. The issue of crime is one that is really multifaceted. It's not easily solved, obviously, but our partners in the tourism industry and across government have remained committed to continuing to keep our travelers safe. And our tourism partners, you know, they are truly the backbones of our communities. They live there, they eat at the restaurants, they attend the events, they walk along the streets, and they care deeply about their neighbors and their visitors. And that's why they're working closely with local, state, federal law enforcement to ensure that visitors have, you know, truly peace of mind when they choose Wisconsin destinations for their travel plans.
So when you say tourism partners, who do you mean by that?
Oh, we have such great partners in terms of specific to the destination, you know, promoting local cities, towns, counties, as well as our representatives in the restaurants and lodging and attractions. Chambers of Commerce and others all have a stake in tourism and in the safety of our travelers.
We have less than a minute left, but you know, if there is a permanent shift in working from anywhere in a large part of the working world, do you see a segment of, I don't know, like digital nomads becoming a segment of sort of the, you know, travel industry?
Yes. And actually, we're already seeing it. We're calling them Zoom towns. And Northern Wisconsin seems to be benefiting really well from that right now. But folks who are choosing quiet, out of the way places to set up camp in terms of work and play. And it's really nice to see them choosing Wisconsin.
Will you have more of a focus on those types of travelers in the future?
We're really focused on leisure travel, okay, not so much the work piece of it. And I think there's a lot of room to grow right there. Lots of work left to do.
Anne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Anne Sayers is Secretary Designee for the State Department of Tourism. Ahead this hour, how is Wisconsin's childcare crisis and childcare deserts affecting your family? 800-642-1234. Join in on childcare. We have a social work professor on the challenges and the breakthroughs in the early childhood care industry. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.